This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam. This issue is an obligatory preface to solving the problems faced by Muslims in general and the Arabs in particular.
Alhamdulillah, awwalan, alladhi atani al-qudra ala al-sumud wa al-tahaddi wa muwajahat al-sajjan wahidan bi-iradati faqad.
Firstly, praise be to Allah, the one who gave me the power of resistance, confrontation in facing the prison by my own self-determination. Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Samir Qantar. Dear listeners, in today's program of The Teacher, we're going to look into the life of a very prominent Lebanese martyr by the name of Samir Qantar. This legendary Lebanese hero was born on July 20th, 1962, in the Druze village of Ayba, that is in the province of Jebel in Lebanon. Samir Qantar was a member of the Palestine Liberation Front as well as Hezbollah. When Samir Qantar was only 16 years old, he, along with some other youths, went on a motorboat and reached the border of Lebanon and Israel. His mission was to capture an important Israeli nuclear scientist by the name of Dani Haran, so they could use him to exchange prisoners with the Israelis. They were successful in taking this scientist captive. However, the Israeli security forces showed up and came into conflict with him. It is said that he was able to kill an Israeli police force. Also, he was wounded and taken captive. The Israelis said that he killed his hostages. And now, Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, talks about Quds and Palestine.
We are certain that the problems of the Islamic world won't be solved without solving the issue of Palestine. This issue is an obligatory preface to solving the problems faced by Muslims in general and the Arabs in particular. Of course, we don't expect from the rulers who are submissive and subservient to America to rise up for liberation of Palestine. Rather, The governments which are able to perform this mission are the ones that are opposing American pressure and rely on the power of their people. Al-Quds is our Ummah's symbol of jihad against the America control in the region. To Al-Quds, we march with millions of martyrs.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We're talking about the great martyr from Lebanon, Shahid Samir Qantar. Samir Qantar was taken captive and he was tried in an Israeli court in 1985 and was accused of killing three Israeli forces. Therefore, he was sentenced to life imprisonment. In the same year, during another prisoner exchange between the Israelis and Palestine Liberation Front, the Zionist regime refused to swap Qantar with their own prisoners. Then again, in January 24, 2004, in another prisoner exchange between Hezbollah and the Zionist, the Israelis refused to free Samir Qantar again. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah severely criticized the Zionist regime for not freeing Samir Qantar, and he vowed that Hezbollah would conduct more operations aimed at taking Israeli forces captive. In the 2006 33-day war between Hezbollah and Israel, Hezbollah launched a military operation by the name of Wa'd al-Sadiq, meaning the true promise, and proved that Hezbollah of Lebanon and their leader keep their promises. Now let's listen to the voice of Shahid Samir Qantar along with its English translation.
سماحة السيد الأمين العام صاحب الوعد الصادق السيد حسن نصر الله.
I seek protection from Allah against the evil Satan. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. His Eminence, the Sayyid Secretary General, the person of the truthful promise, As-Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Our respected guests, our scholars, the honorable clerics, the representatives of the formal and public organizations. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Firstly, praise be to Allah, the one who extended to me with his strength, planted my feet firmly, and provided me with constant hope during my moments of weakness. Firstly, praise be to Allah, the one who gave me the power of resistance, confrontation in facing the prison by my own self-determination. Praise be to Allah, the one who sent to this great country a resistance group, the Valiant Islamic Resistance. Praise be to Allah that we have reached this day, the day of victories, and never returning to the era of defeats. The benefits of this day and its freedom, firstly, is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, to our dear martyrs who have fallen confronting our usurper enemy Israel. And to you all, the audience of the truthful promise. The ones who endured everything, who sacrificed your sons and money, and never submitted to anyone. You bore all the harm and did not sell out your resistance. Today we remember all the martyrs, every martyr that fell in this country, Lebanon, and in Palestine, in defense of this country and this ummah to face this usurper entity. However, let me revive the memory of the leader of the Islamic resistance, Martyr Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, the one who asked us to protect and preserve the resistance. Today, I say to him, look, O Sayyid Abbas, we did not only protect the resistance, but rather it has become a unique power that will never be defeated. And it is getting close to the fulfillment of the dream.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Shahid Samir Qontar, who is known as the leader of captives of Hezbollah, was freed after a very lengthy negotiation between Hezbollah and the Zionist regime in which they exchanged prisoners. After the passage of 3 decades, the legendary and mighty Samir Qontar was freed and was given very important posts in Hezbollah. Samir Qontar would command forces that fought Daesh and ISIS elements in Syria. Shahid Samir Qontar was very adept in strengthening the might and power of Hezbollah in the Golan Heights. It was said that Samir Qontar, who was originally a follower of the Druze faith, who are a group of Ahlul Kitab, meaning people of the book, who follow the religion of Prophet Shu'aib and live in the Mediterranean countries such as Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine, became a Shia Muslim before he was martyred. It is said that he became familiar with several Shia members of Hezbollah while he was imprisoned and embraced Shia Islam. Shahid Samir Qontar was martyred on December 19, 2015, in a rocket attack at the hands of the Zionist regime. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher that was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Samir Qontar. Please do visit our website, which is parsetoday.com. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.